years then.
Oh, okay.
Waiting for the first robot taxi ride, one of the first ever by a consumer or customer. So yeah, excited.
Hey,
here's Ray, YouTube channel.
MoneyXYZ.
MoneyXYZ.
Yeah, MoneyXYZ. Yeah,
super popular channel, Mandarin. Yeah. Excited to have lunch and hang out here on Robot Taxi Day.
Yeah, he's my hero. I started investing in Tesla mostly because of him. Yeah, because this guy. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. I think the robot taxi has arrived a little bit to the side of the restaurant. It was kind of, I had to look at the map to see. Oh, here it is, guys. Robo taxi. All right, guys. We have, I'm gonna do a walk around here first. It's Model Y here. Robo taxi in the front. We have a Tesla employee here. And gonna check it out. Our first ever robo taxi ride. See you guys.
Bye.
Here it says fasten seatbelt to continue. Okay. Oh wow, that's cool. It recognized I have fastened my seatbelt. Oh, start ride. Okay, let's check out this interface up here. Route contains closed roads. Okay. So now I just go down here. I press start ride. Arrive in 12 minutes. Right, we're going to go to Starbucks from Taco Deli in Austin, Texas. All right, here we are. We are navigating out of this place. Super excited to do one of the first ever customer robo taxi rides here. Nice. So check this out. You can do some music options here. Connect once. Okay. Interesting. I guess you could. Oh, pull over. I don't want to pull over. Interesting. So if you need to pull over, it looks like you could pull over. You just press that confirm button. The vehicle will reach out to a support agent for assistance. Interesting. Okay. All right, let's check this out. Let's look at this interface a little more. Let's go like this. This looks like a robotaxi interface. Ah, interesting. There's a pullover button. It says stop in lane, and it says support, and then you have a navigation screen. Yeah, a little bit different navigation screen. All right, I'm at a Starbucks. I'm getting picked up by my second robo taxi ride here.
Before we get going, do you mind if I see your app real quick?
Sure.
We're having a small talk, but feel free to explore the UI or take a look around and explore that. Thanks.
Cool, thank you. All right, we know the drill here. Go to Joe's Coffee South Congress. We're gonna start the ride like this. And we're gonna get there in about 8 minutes. So here's the ride. Again, look, nobody in the driver's seat there, just driving away. Here on the middle screen, you have pull over, stop in lane, and support. So I'm guessing the Tesla monitor, if there's some problems, can hit one of those buttons and get the car to stop. All right, so one question people might be asking is, why do we need a Tesla monitor in the front seat? He's not driving the car, you can see, right? The car is driving itself, but you know, he's there. I think there's a few reasons. One is you could have some bad actors, you know, in the back seat who want to kind of sabotage things and try to like suddenly jump in the front seat, turn the steering wheel, try to get it out of FSD and, you know, cause some problems. It's a bunch of stuff. So I think it's a wise move in the beginning to have a person in the front seat to make sure, right? Things go smoothly, that things progress as they should, and there's no like bad actors. Another reason for a Tesla monitor would be, you know, in certain situations you might just want to err on the side of caution, have the car pull over or stop, and you'll see you could stop in lane or pull over, or you could call support, I guess, and they could maybe help you out. I'm not sure exactly what that does. If somehow, you know, headquarters has a way to take over the car or not, but yeah, it's an interesting extra precaution here. All right, for those wondering, this is just a standard, you know, 2025 Model Y, the Juniper version. I have one I just got a few weeks ago. It's the exact same, you know, interior, the seats, the back, you know, everything. I mean, the UI is slightly different, right, when you're on this robotaxi mode, but otherwise, there's no special equipment, no special anything besides the software. Oh, interesting. So we're getting closer. You got a little sound that says, make sure to gather your belongings. And, it's showing us where we're going to be getting off soon. And you have a button that says, drop me off now, if you want. That's interesting. So here we are. We're going to turn here, turn right. And, it's looking for, if you go down here, it's looking for the drop-off spot, just kind of at this corner. So we're going to see, take us to this drop-off spot. Oh, interesting. We're right behind the Waymo. Nice. So here you have it. 2025 Tesla Robotaxi pulls up behind the Waymo car. Crazy times we live in. All right. It says exit. Please exit safely. Thank you for riding in Robotaxi. I can open the trunk or contact support. And I'm going to go ahead and unbuckle my seatbelt. And I'm going to go ahead and get out of this car. All right. Just got out of this Tesla Robotaxi car here. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's got Robotaxi on the front or in the back on both sides. I'm going to go around here, see if they have the Robotaxi sticker on the front too. Yeah, it does. So if you see it, it's right there, Robotaxi in the front. Okay. All right, so that was Robotaxi. This is going to go by itself to pick up a new customer. And that's kind of crazy to think about, you know, that a car just drops off someone and picks up something. Oh my gosh, we have another Tesla Robotaxi right here. Someone's really... Oh, but no one's in the Tesla Robotaxi. Interesting. I wonder if someone is getting picked up here. Oh, we got some people back here. We got some people back here. How's it going? Are you Tesla Economics?
Dude,
how's it going, man? Dude. Oh, I was like, someone's getting picked up here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi, I'm Dave. Nice seeing you. Okay.
Oh, awesome, my man. Look, we got
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just got dropped off here, too.
I've been like going live
nice.
Every single ride.
Okay, cool, cool.
Did you order another one?
This is South Congress, so it's like a pretty busy area of Austin. Lots of stuff going on. You have basically the rear lights will flash. The hazard, so making sure cars just go around it for a while. There it goes. The Tesla Robotaxi got some people kind of taking video footage of this thing driving itself. Amazing. All right, so I just finished my second Robotaxi trip a few minutes ago, hanging out here, drinking some coffee here in South Congress, Austin. Funny story, so my Tesla Robotaxi drops me off right behind a Waymo, so it's like a few feet behind. I get out, the Tesla Robotaxi leaves, and then I see another Tesla Robotaxi come and stop, and it's picking up another customer. And so I wait for, you know, 30 seconds, and it turns out to be another Tesla influencer Tesla Economics. He comes by, gets into the car, Tesla Robotaxi, and heads off. So it's crazy. It's like the future is here. You've got Waymos running around. You got Tesla Robotaxis running around. Overall, my experience has been quite positive. The rides have been smooth. Nothing, you know, out of the ordinary. Testing FSD almost every day, I understand how it drives, and it drives, you know, great. The challenging part of the ride so far has been more of like the pickup and drop off. So on my first trip, the drop off was accurate according to the map, but it wasn't exactly in front of the Starbucks that I wanted to, right? I had to walk a little bit, like 100 feet or so. And the pickup for the second trip was okay. I don't mind the pickup as much because in the app you could see kind of where to go for the pickup. It would be helpful if they tell you like how many feet exactly, what direction, like Uber. But no, I believe they'll add all of that stuff, you know, eventually. But yeah, it just seems when you get dropped off, I think it would be helpful if you could talk to the car and tell exactly where you need to be dropped off. Let's say you have a bunch of like shopping bags or luggage and you really need to be dropped off somewhere. So in that case, I think adding like an LLM, like Grok, but then you'd have to, it's kind of a complex feature request here. So I don't know, you know, how Tesla will navigate this. But I mean, in the meantime, I think having these, you know, set drop-off spots near the place, right? I mean, it's okay. It's not the most ideal solution, but I'm sure, you know, Tesla team will think about ideas in that regard. Overall though, you know, the app experience is great. There's just not a ton of cars right now, so sometimes you do have to wait a bit. But otherwise, you can go anywhere in the whole geofenced area. The car comes quick, get in the car. Right now I did have to show the app to the Tesla monitor when I entered the car to make sure it was me. And I'm sure they'll figure out a way how to bypass that to the Tesla team, make it more convenient. But otherwise, you know, it's basically a ride-hailing experience that's very, very smooth without a driver. Right? You open the app, tell it where to go, you get in, you get dropped off, and I think Tesla has all of the pieces. They just need to go ahead and continue to refine the driving, bring interventions down over time, increase the convenience, the pickup, drop-off, etc. And yeah, I think Tesla has got a real big product here. I mean, if I was Uber, I would not be happy at all. I don't know what they have to compete against the driverless feature of ride hailing. So anyways, I'm going to go ahead and take a few more trips and see if I can gain any more insights as well. All right, I'm here waiting for my third robotaxi ride here at South Congress. Here it comes. We have a nice light silver, nice color. Cool, cool, cool. Hey, this doesn't have a robotaxi sticker on the side. Huh, interesting. Okay, let's come around here. Let's see if, robotaxi sticker on this side. Okay, so you have the lights that are flashing in the back. That's showing that basically it's trying to pick up somebody. We're gonna come here. No robotaxi sticker on this side either. Interesting, okay. Anyways, let's get inside. So we're here in this, my third robotaxi. Okay, I just pressed the side or the start button. We're going about 9 minutes to a coffee shop on Lamar Street, I think. And here we are. This FSD robotaxi. You know, it's interesting, having the Tesla monitor in the car, I think actually is a good move by Tesla. It kind of is reassuring a bit, knowing that there's another person in the car kind of looking out after you. I mean, he's not monitoring in a sense of trying to take over instantaneously, but he is looking out for, you know, all the roads and seeing if he does have to, you know, do something. On the screen you do see a couple options. You can pull over or stop in lane or contact support. I have the option back down here to pull over too, you know, if I just press this button here. So yeah, there's a couple options, right, in case there's trouble. But we're navigating through some streets. Now, it's not taking, I think, just the easiest streets. It's taking actually some pretty complex streets, just the normal way, right, to get to. Oh, we got a Waymo on the other side. There's been quite a few Waymos I've been seeing around here. Yeah, interesting. But yeah, we're going to take a right onto a busy street up here. I wish I knew what kind of, what software version this was, you know, if I could see the version number, but there's no way to see the version number right now. Actually, let's come down here. I'm wondering, what does this support mean here? You are currently in queue. Your agent will be with you shortly. Interesting. Okay. Whoops. Connected to it. Oh.
This is Tesla Robotaxi support.
Sorry, it was just an accident. I accidentally pressed the button, so I don't need support, actually. Actually, while I have you online, can you explain, like, the different ways the Tesla Monitor can, like, help, like, what their role is in the car?
Well, their role essentially is just to make sure nothing goes wrong with the vehicle, you know, granted nothing, you know, probably will go wrong. But just in those off chances that it would, that's what he's there for.
Okay, got it. So he has a way to stop the car or pull it over or something?
That is correct.
Okay.
There's a way that we can do that.
Okay, got it. And you don't have to answer this question, but is there a way that you guys can take over the car as well if needed?
For that, you would have to go to tesla.com/robotaxi. We can find some more information about it there.
Okay.
For me to disclose that apparently.
All right. Okay, cool. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Yeah, no problem. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, that's it. Appreciate it.
Alrighty.
Okay, you too. Bye. Okay, interesting. So that was the first experience with a Tesla support agent. You just press the button, there's no confirmation. I noticed with the pullover here, if you touch this, you have to confirm the pullover. The support button, you just press it, and then you get connected with an agent. So yeah, we're continuing our ride here. Just got about 4 more minutes left, and I'll go ahead and pause it and get back to it. Hey, we're passing by Terry Black's Barbecue, famous local spot for barbecue. All right, we've got just a couple more minutes left on this ride. I noticed something interesting here. So look, you got a pullover and support here, right? And on the screen up, you have pullover, stop and lane, and support. So basically, the monitor just has one more button, which is stop in lane, right? So they're giving the customer in the back almost the same buttons as the person in front, minus the stop in lane. I'm assuming Tesla doesn't want to really use that function. Stop in lane is kind of a hazard. Pulling over, you know, it's fine. Calling support, I'm guessing, my guess is when you call support that they actually see the cameras of this car and that they are able to take over the car if needed. That's my guess. I mean, I don't have anything substantiated for that, but I would imagine that would be the case, but I don't know, we'll see. Maybe right when you hit support, you know, they're able to get connected to your car. I mean, it could be just audio, but I mean, it doesn't make sense if it's just audio, right? I mean, you want support and that means like help with your car. Anyways, here I am. I need to get ready to get dropped off at this coffee shop here. Okay, let's check out what's happening here. So we've got this, it has to take a left turn past this car here. It's waiting for people. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's gonna probably drop me off in the parking lot, right, of this coffee shop. Okay, it's pulling around here. Oh wow, this is like is it a dead end or something? Wow, it's gonna have to find a way to navigate out of here, back up. Anyways, I'm out of here. It says, please exit safely open trunk, you have arrived. That's what my app says. Awesome. All right, so it dropped me off at this like dead end here or something. So it's gonna have to figure out a way how to get out of this tight parking slot. Interesting, it's moving forward. I guess there's a way out that direction. Interesting. Whoa, I didn't even see that. Let me follow it. Oh, interesting, there was a way out this direction. So it just needs to go around here. Okay, yeah, not too bad, not too challenging of a situation. Tesla Robotaxi headed out to pick up another customer. All right, so I just finished my third Robotaxi ride here in Austin, Texas on launch day. So yeah, it was an interesting experience. I mean, each ride I'm getting more comfortable with it. It's very similar to right, FSD if you have it in your car already. It's just a hardware for the latest Model Y, but it's got some interesting UI stuff and some interesting interactions, right? Being picked up and dropped off and all that stuff. And I commented like there's this support button that I use and there's also like pull over button as well. And I think those are the two main right controls the user has, but the monitor has this extra button that they could stop in the lane, which I don't think Tesla really wants to use. But the question is like, will those two buttons be enough, right, to give the user enough control? It's also another question of like, how much is Tesla monitoring, supervising slash able to control the car remotely as well, right? It's unclear, but my guess is because they're being probably super cautious, they're gonna have a lot of abilities to do that. Of course, it would be probably, you know, dependent on the cellular reception for them to get the quality, like video feeds and the quality, right, bandwidth, right, needed to control the car, etc. So hopefully they have that. But yeah, it's interesting question going forward, like how much controls, how many controls does the customer need in the back of the car, right? I mean, over time, you probably won't need much of anything because the car will be like, you know, near perfect. But in the meantime, yeah, there's going to be edge cases and stuff where the car doesn't know what to do, it gets stuck, etc. So yeah, Tesla has definitely thought through this stuff. It's going to be also interesting to find out how long Tesla will require the monitor to be in the car for. And I after using it a few times, the Tesla monitor is actually great. I think it really gives a person a peace of mind, extra person there to watch to make sure everything's going smoothly. Definitely, I think for the foreseeable future, I feel good about having a Tesla monitor. Especially for possible bad actors who try to like, you know, sabotage, right, the car, et cetera. Over time, you know, Tesla will activate the cabin monitor, have more robust features to make sure, right, you know, people can't go crazy in the car, try to mess up the car, et cetera. But yeah, all that stuff I think is, you know, just works in progress. Tesla will figure all that stuff out. But overall, after three rides, I've been very impressed. I could see the picture coming together of how Tesla is gonna gain a lot of market share. There really isn't anything more negative compared to Uber. I mean, it's just as good in terms of driving, and then you got a better experience in terms of, I think, the ease of use. There's no driver to deal with. It's just you get picked up, you get dropped off. As Tesla gets more inventory, like more cars on the road, you have quicker pickup times, which would just make it more useful. They could match and beat almost anyone else right on the road in terms of pricing. So yeah, Tesla's got, I think, a pretty amazing product here. Right, here comes my fourth Robotaxi ride of the afternoon here. Just coming into this coffee shop. I'll go ahead and this is the pickup spot. So this Robotaxi has all the stickers on all the sides. I'll go ahead and enter the car. All right, this is our fourth Robotaxi ride of the day. We know the drill here to start the ride. We got about 10 minutes of driving here in this Robotaxi. Now, this is a little bit of a tricky parking lot. It's kind of tight. So we're gonna go around this car here. And then, actually I've got a nice zoomed out view here so you can see kind of more what's going on. Interesting, it's going backwards. Oh. It doesn't want to go around for some reason. Well, I probably wouldn't want to go around either, even though there's a narrow kind of exit. So it's actually going backwards. it's gonna interesting. Drives into an empty parking spot in the back of me here, in the rear. You could see kind of like, actually, I don't know what you could see here, but wow, this is a pretty advanced move for Robo Taxi to get out of this driveway. Seeing a multi-point turn here to get out of this tricky, oh, I'm impressed actually. That was a tricky parking lot situation. It could have got stuck, but it figures out how to navigate out of it. Interesting. So check this out here. Down here it says, has a message here. It says, our team has identified, oh, it disappeared. There was an issue, but it's just disappeared right now. Interesting. Okay, so we're gonna be going back to kind of near South Congress area, if you look down here, in Austin, Texas here. It's still a geofenced area, a little bit south of downtown. I think it's a smart move for Tesla to geofence it, because you don't have a lot of riders and a lot of cars initially, so you want decent like time or speed for pickup, right? You don't want to wait 30 minutes for a car to come across town to pick you up. And so just to focus on an area within town, you can get probably anywhere within like 20 minutes or so the car can get to. That's decent. I think it's a good first move until you can add more cars and you have more people and you slowly roll out the service. Yeah, for those, you know, familiar with FSD, if you've ridden it yourself, this is basically the same experience. I think it's a newer version. My hunch is, look, there's a Waymo there, and you've got, oh my gosh, there's a lot of Waymos here. Look, that was one Waymo, here's a number two Waymo, and then you've got a number three and four Waymo here back there. Do you see that? That's four Waymos, just like within like, I don't know, within like 10 seconds or 20 seconds. That's crazy. I think I've seen like at least 10 to 15 Waymos today. Yeah, here in this Austin area. Here we are going around a Waymo. Nice. Right, going back into the lane. Here we are in back of a Waymo. Look at all that, those moving LiDARs. It's kind of a distraction to me, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Shooting all those, you know, laser lights around. I don't know, I just don't think it's required. I think Tesla's got the right solution. But it is impressive, Waymo has a decent amount of cars running around. Right, so we've got about 5 more minutes left. I'm gonna call support because I've got a question to ask here. So here we are we're in the queue. An agent will be with us shortly. All right.
Tesla RoboTaxi support, how can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering for the billing, are we actually being charged $4.20 per ride? Is it actually being processed, the billing?
You know, you could probably refer to the privacy policy and the terms and conditions that you originally signed. We're not too privy to that particular information.
So you're not sure if they're actually charging it or not? Probably.
Correct.
Okay. Got it.
Did you need anything else?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Okay, if you need anything else, I'm right here.
Okay, appreciate it. Bye.
Enjoy your trip.
That was not very helpful. I think that's the standard answer they're giving to people. Like, just refer to the Tesla RoboTaxi Terms of Service or the RoboTaxi page. But yeah, I mean, it says in the app I'm being charged $4.20 per ride, a flat fee. But I don't know if Tesla's actually processing the billing on this or not. I should look at my credit card statement to see. I'm just curious, you know, to see if they're actually charging or not. They could be. I mean, I think it's a good move if they actually did. But we'll see. Anyways, here I am about to arrive in about 2 minutes. All right, I'm almost at the end of this ride here. I noticed something interesting here. So if you look closely, here. Actually, I don't know, it doesn't show anymore. But yeah, 49%. This car only has 49% charge left. So I'm guessing at a certain point it's going to go and charge. But where is this car going to charge? You know, does it have some type of place to go to? Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Okay, so here we are driving into this parking lot. Interesting. Okay, it drops me off. Okay, all right, just got dropped off here for my fourth ride. Here's the robotaxi. It's gonna just drive itself off, right? Gonna go pick up another customer. Interesting. All right, so it actually dropped me off across the street from my destination. I think this big building across the street is where this restaurant I wanted to go to is. So I just have to cross the street. That's acceptable because look, there really isn't any parking spot. You have to go into a parking garage. So it just kind of parked at the nearest kind of location you can most easily get to that location, and you just kind of cross over the street. So yeah, acceptable, I think. So here I'm just walking, gonna get another robotaxi, but look, just walking in this random parking lot here in Austin, Texas. And this looks like Farzad to me. I don't know if it really is Farzad, but if it's Farzad, it's crazy. How can I randomly walk in front of, or walk in a random parking lot? It is Farzad. I'm crashing their live stream or something, man. How's it going, man?
See your brother.
Hey, how's it going, man? Hey. What's up? Awesome, man. All right, here is our fifth robotaxi coming in. It's got the stickers, this one. All right, here we are at the pickup stop. I'm gonna go ahead, get into the car. All right, fifth ride so far. We're gonna start the ride here in the robotaxi. We're headed back to my original starting location in the beginning. It was a Taco Deli here in South Austin. So far, almost I think all of the cars I've taken have had white interiors. Interesting. Definitely my favorite. After my last ride, I was just walking in the parking lot and I randomly came across Farzad and Hans and a few other people. And so I just was hanging out with them for about 30 minutes, fun times, and just like talking about our experience. Everyone's pretty upbeat and pretty stoked about Tesla's Robotaxi. The experience is just very smooth. It's exciting regarding what Tesla can do regarding Robotaxi for the future. My personal thoughts is that I think it's based upon my experience using, you know, the latest FSD on my car, so 13.2.9. This car might be using like version 14, right? So it might be a better version. It might be a significantly better version, but based upon the version at least I'm using in my car, I think it needs some more time before it gets stable and safe enough, like safer than it is. I mean, it's pretty safe. I rarely ever have an intervention, if any, but it's just, it feels like maybe 6 to 12 months longer, maybe a version 15 or something, I don't know what, but to be at the level where, you know, you could feel comfortable, let's say, sleeping in the car for 30 minutes or so. But I think it's important for Tesla to try it out and to launch it if they can do it with the right safety precautions, like, for example, a safety monitor or remote, you know, surveillance, maybe even remote takeover, I don't know. But I think it's important for them to do that because it allows them to iron out all the kinks and to focus on what they need to get better at in order to roll out their service at scale. And so, for example, just the whole app experience, the pickup, the drop-off, you know, coordinating times, knowing how many robotaxis, right, to launch, how long it takes, the role of the monitor. There's so many different things, and I think it's important for Tesla to get experience with that. And so I don't expect Tesla to do this crazy ramp in the next 6 months. I mean, obviously that might be possible if they have like, if version 14 is like so crazy, like amazingly better than version 13, which, you know, could be, but my expectations are more tapered or more, I guess, held back in a sense where I think, you know, it's probably sometime next year where we're going to see kind of the rapid rollout, you know, across many cities, not just many cities, but without the Tesla monitor in the car, right? That's kind of going to be the big bottleneck, I think, over time, is how do you get the person out of the car completely, have these cars drive around by themselves completely. So yeah, I think next year is going to be a pretty interesting year. I'm very bullish on Tesla's prospects on scaling next year. And yeah, I think they've nailed their app experience. They've nailed, you know, the in-car experience. There's obviously a lot of small details they need to work out and think through, but overall, yeah, great experience. By the way, look at those Waymos. There are so many Waymos around here in South Austin. It's amazing how fast Waymo has expanded here. So yeah, I think the timing is ripe, you know, for Tesla to get involved. It's just a matter of how do they, you know, work out the safety issues to make sure that they could do it in a safe way, right, the rollout. But so far, my experience today has been positive. I've enjoyed my rides. It's given me a glimpse of the future. It's exciting to actually see some other robotaxis on the road as well, and see other people, you know, having a similar positive experience with robotaxi. So yeah, lots of different questions. I was wondering, where do these robotaxis charge? Farzad and Hans, they were thinking maybe at the Gigafactory, maybe they send it back or something, you know, there's a charging setup there, or maybe some secret location, I don't know. You know, they probably don't want everyone to know where these robotaxis are charging, or else people will, you know, go and film and all that stuff. But anyways, overall been super impressed by what Tesla's been able to do so far. Yeah, software wise and experience wise. Okay, we're getting into this Taco Deli parking lot right here, getting dropped off. And then here it's gonna tell me to get off. Okay. All right, so I just got done with my fifth and last ride in the Tesla Robotaxi today. Very impressed. All five rides were perfect. I mean, there was no interventions at all. Completely smooth. Pick up and drop off were great. The only thing, my first ride, the drop off was, you know, a little bit far, but yeah, I think it was just based upon the GPS maps, right? And I think I learned over time, like, Tesla's choosing the safest kind of place to drop off, even though it might not be right in front of the restaurant. It might be across the street if it's a busy place. If there's no, you know, if it's a busy parking lot, they'll park like, you know, around the corner or something. So yeah, I think it's doing a great job. Yeah, all five rides didn't need anything from the monitor or from me. I felt completely safe. My questions are, like, first off is Robotaxi running a different version? Like a newer version of FSD? Is it like version 14? Does it have like larger neural nets? Is it just performance better? The question is, how much better is it compared to 2.9? If it's significantly better, then there's a chance that Tesla could be actually ready to scale more or faster than even I expect. If version 14 is not like a huge step forward, but more of an incremental step forward, it might take a little bit longer for Tesla to scale. I think 13.2.9 is awesome, but it still isn't like a version where you can sleep, let's say, for 30 minutes in the back seat of the car, I think. I mean, you could, but I just don't feel completely confident with that. I think it takes another version that's, you know, significantly better, maybe even two versions, I don't know. But I think it's smart for Tesla to do what they're doing, putting the monitor in, getting the kinks out, figuring out what to focus on, how to improve the service. So overall, I'm super happy with today's Tesla Robotaxi launch day. Excited to try it out more. And yeah, I think this is gonna be a force to reckon with in the coming days or coming months. So yeah, I'll go ahead and probably try at least once or twice more this week to come out and take a bunch of rides and try to gain more insight. My whole thing is, if with every ride, I'm asking questions. I'm trying to figure out, like, what are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? Will people adopt this? Like, how fast can they adopt it? What does Tesla need to improve? There's lots of questions. I think with each ride, I can gain a little bit more insight. And so that's the whole goal. Anyways, thanks for watching. We'll talk to you guys later.